This is the June 7th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm George Ryder. I'm the interim chair. We'll call the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Lona Elias? Lona Elias?
Present.
Jim Brown? William Campisi? Don Cook?
Here.
Leslie Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Leslie, are you there? No. William Heerlagen?
Present.
Tony Norman? Venetia Patel Adams?
I'm in attendance.
Myself? Serene Roberts? Muscular Myrtle Washington has said that she cannot make it tonight. But that is seven members. Jan Goodman has resigned from the committee, making our total number 13. So seven is a quorum. You should all have a copy of the agenda, which was sent about an hour and a half ago. It's also what's on KPFTX. The next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
Can I have just a moment to take a look at it, please?
Okay.
Perhaps you should just read it out.
Okay. So the first item, is approval of minutes, but we don't have any. There's a report on LSB evaluations process work group with Serene. She's not here, but that was about trying to get together an LSB evaluation process. There's the motion regarding sexual harassment training by Grace. It's too long. I don't want to read the whole thing, but that's the substance of it. There's one that I just put on a while back, a couple of weeks ago, which is interpretation of the meaning of the bylaws regarding resignation as a delegate. That's Article 4, Section 9. And there's bylaws review by Serene. I would like to move the interpretation of the meaning of the bylaws regarding resignation as a delegate up from after the motion regarding sexual harassment training to the first item on the agenda. And let me motivate that. We had a resignation at KPFT in the middle of March. 3 weeks later, the person decided they didn't want to resign. The KPFT LSB ruled on a point of order that the section of the bylaws we're talking about, Article 4, Section 9, doesn't require the immediate replacement of the resignee, so to speak, but it requires an LSB to approve that. And since the LSB hadn't met between the time when the person resigned and the person when they changed 3 weeks later when they changed their mind, they chose to rule that the person was not, therefore, off the board. They were still on the board, and the person who was in line to be on the board, the next person in line from the last election, was not. So that's what I regard as an ongoing breach, and that I think that interpretation is incorrect. But in addition, somebody else who was has missed three meetings is also not being taken off the board. And so two sections of Article 4, Section 9, in my opinion, are being violated. And what I would like to have the Governance Committee is to consider what the bylaws mean, and if it means what it seems obvious to me that it means, that we then ask the PMB to act to correct the situation at KPFT. Now, the KPFT is meeting tomorrow, where the person, both people...
Point of order, George.
Yes.
We're just approving the agenda.
We're just approving the agenda.
We're just...
I'm trying to...
That's all, but...
I'm trying to...
You're motivating... You're motivating the motion.
No, I'm not. What I have to motivate, is why it's urgent. And why it's urgent is an ongoing breach, and the KPFT-LSB is meeting tomorrow, and both of these people who actually shouldn't be on the board are on the board. So,
thank you. Please, let's stay on the agenda of approving the agenda.
Well, we are. Now, the question is, do you want to move it forward, or do you want to leave it where it is? So I'm putting that on the floor if people want to. I'm moving that we move it up. What do you all think about that?
This is Serene.
This is Ken. Ken.
I heard Serene and then Ken.
Okay. So I just joined. I'm sorry I was a little late. But I don't see what the governance committee hearing one side of the argument can do tonight that's going to affect a meeting tomorrow. Governance, in fact, can make recommendations to the PNB, which is not meeting, I believe, until July, the first week in July or something like that. So I'm not quite sure I understand what seems to be an urgency in terms of moving it. But where is my agenda item, the one that I requested since April 21st?
It's last. It's after mine.
Okay.
Point of order. Could we please stay on topic?
We are. Serena's arguing that it's not.
George,
to move it
may
up.
I speak? George.
Yes, you certainly have. You still have the floor.
Okay. So, you know, you need to remind people. I strongly recommend you remind people that they don't just say point of order and begin speaking. They say point of order, wait to be recognized. There's nothing urgent about what was just said that warranted an interruption, even if such a thing were proper.
Okay.
I oppose moving.
Serena is correct. The procedure is you say point of order. It gets you the floor. I say, what's your point of order? And you say what you have to say. Okay. So, Serena, you're arguing against moving it up. Is that correct?
I am arguing against moving it up, and I'm arguing against anything else that is placed before a motion that I requested now more than a month ago. I object to your proposal, and I will likely object to any other.
Let's do one at a time. We can move yours up. We can move yours up afterwards if you want, if the body wants. So anybody else want to speak to this, or whether this?
Yes. Do you recall I was on the queue? It's Ken.
Yes, Ken. I'm sorry. You are.
I support the motion to move that item up on the agenda as number one, because there's an ongoing violation of bylaws at at KPFT, which should be addressed immediately. It's significantly more important than considering new bylaws or changes to bylaws is to correct the abuse or ignoring of a bylaw. So I believe that's strongly motivated to address it immediately.
Anybody else want to speak to this? The question of moving up the one I just discussed.
Yes. William.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I just agree with what Serene said, that her motion should be probably the first motion, since she submitted it first. And I agree that the urgency would be somewhat ineffective, since, as also Serene said, it would have to go to the PNB anyway. So there's nothing we can do about a meeting that's going to take place tomorrow night at one of the stations, if that's correct. I think it is tomorrow night.
Lona to the back.
Lona, go ahead.
I'd have to concur, not have to, I concur with Serene that we can only advise the PNB and have no power to call forth any action on our own. And since the PNB will not hear this event, I don't see the urgency for, in terms of where it is on the agenda.
Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay. I just like to reiterate
this
again.
This is Grace. I have something to say.
Okay, Grace.
I think it should be moved forward on the agenda. I think it's a pressing issue, and I'd like to see it as the first item on the agenda after minutes or whatever.
Right. Okay, so I'd just like to say one more thing about this. This is a question about the interpretation of the bylaws. The event that actually happened 2 weeks ago, and it is a continuing breach from my point of view. It's something that needs to be addressed now. The action that I'm calling for will eventually require the PNB to do something, but they can't do anything until we decide what, in fact, the correct interpretation of the bylaws is. This is the governance committee is the place for that to happen, and it needs to happen as soon as possible because it is a continuing breach. Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay, I'll call the roll.
This is just a quick question.
Yeah.
Who else is on the phone from KPFT?
Don Cook and Venetia Patel Adams.
Yep.
Anybody else?
Okay, let's go.
Okay. So a yes vote moves it up, a no vote leaves it where it is. Grace Arendt?
No vote, okay, a yes.
Okay. Ken Arendt?
He stepped out for a minute to vote.
Okay.
We're at our polling place.
Can
you put him at the end?
Yeah, I'll put him as a pass.
Okay.
Lona Elias. Lona?
Oh, sorry. No, you were muted.
Let's see. Somebody just came. Jim Brown, William Campisi.
Tony on the call.
Oh, Tony, great. we're voting on moving up the item on interpretation of the meaning of the bylaws to the first item on the agenda. We're in the middle of the vote, and I'll call in a roll. So let's see. I have Grace Arendt, yes. Lona Elias, no. Jim Brown, William Campisi, Don Cook. Don?
Are you calling for a vote?
Yes or no? Should we move this up to discuss it tonight?
I'm abstaining on that.
Don Cook, Leslie Fox, William Heerwagen?
No.
Tony Norman?
Abstaining.
Venetia Patel Adams?
No.
I vote yes. Serene?
No.
Muscua is not here. She couldn't attend. Ken Arendt, are you there?
No, he's still voting. Sorry.
Okay.
I don't think his vote would matter anyway.
So the vote is 2 yes and 4 no, so it isn't moved up. Serene, would you like your item moved up?
Well, I would ask that the agenda be read to me. I'm sorry, I'm driving, so I don't know what its present
okay.
condition
there,
is.
There are the items in the order they are now is the report on LSB evaluations process work group, that's you. Motion regarding sexual harassment training, that's Grace. The motion we were just discussing, which was me, and then there's bylaws review, which is you.
When was the sexual harassment training motion brought to the committee?
Grace, was it two meetings ago?
At least. Maybe three.
Yeah, I don't remember. But it's at least two.
Okay, so I have a point of order. I don't see that that sexual, and I think we might have had this discussion before. I don't see how the sexual harassment training becomes a governance function. It could be taken directly to the PMB. It could be sent to the Personnel Committee. But I don't see how it's governance.
Well,
so I would object. I want to finish.
Okay.
I would object to that being on the governance committee agenda. And then, of course, I would like the motion, which, as I said, I requested since April 21st or something. I'd like that to be the first thing we deal with.
Okay, so there's two things there. You're moving to strike the motion regarding sexual harassment training from the agenda?
From the agenda of the governance committee. We have no purview.
You are. Okay. Anyone want to weigh in on that, discuss that?
Yes, this is Grace. I'd like to weigh in on that.
Shopping?
Good.
I would like to say that it is the responsibility of governance to make sure that the laws of the land are followed. So this is California state law. It's mandatory in California. If we don't complete the training as stated in the motion, we're breaking the law. And I think that that's definitely a governance, the purview of the governance committee. Implementation might be another committee's purview. But the fact that it should be done, I believe, is governance.
Okay.
Yes, William.
Anybody else want to speak?
I'm sorry. I do, but I can certainly wait until William. I've spoken before.
Well, yes. Anybody else want to speak to this? No one else? Okay, go ahead. Great. Go ahead, Serene.
Z Patan.
William wanted to speak.
Who is that? I just heard somebody.
William.
William, Venetia,
okay.
Serene.
I heard Venetia and then William and then Serene.
You heard William. Okay. You heard William. William spoke, and I said William can go first because I had already spoken on the issue.
I heard
okay, Josh.
Heard
you're real.
as much as I like the idea and I appreciate the idea, I actually don't think it's governance. I think maybe it is more for the personnel committee.
Okay. William?
Yeah, this is William. I agree with what Doreen said, and that the governance committee, we're involved with the bylaws. We're not involved with California, U.S., New York, Mexico, any other laws. We're involved with the bylaws. So this should not be on the governance agenda. Bring it somewhere else.
Okay, Serene?
Okay, so, you know, by the argument that was used by the member who brought the motion, by the argument that was offered as to why it needs to be governance, then every single thing is governance. You know, that's what we do on the boards. We govern. I think they are, each committee has a focus. This matter clearly does not require any explanation, interpretation, understanding of the bylaws. I mean, it's bring it in its proper place. It will be supported. This is not that place.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this? Okay.
Uh-oh. Ken, I want to speak to this.
Okay, Ken, go ahead.
Okay. I think we're reaching the pinnacle of irresponsibility here. When we know that it's to refuse to impel management to follow the law and expose the foundation to the risk of lawsuits, it is the job of governance to make sure that management fulfills its function. And part of that function is to abide by regulations and laws, labor laws specifically. So I don't see how anybody could oppose the PNB approving a resolution compelling management
okay,
to implement.
Please,
pardon me. Is there a time going on or something?
Please, Serene.
Pardon me.
There's a background conversation going on.
Pardon me. What's
Ken
going on?
Ken has the floor. Ken, please continue.
So I can't see how it would be a violation of the bylaws for governance to compel management to fulfill its obligations and to operate in a legal manner which prevents discrimination by race or gender or creed or color or anything. That's what this sexual harassment training is. It's Title VII training. It's not just sexual harassment. It's something we stand for. It's in our bylaws. It's in our bylaws. Please, it's in the mission statement. I don't understand how one could object to governance compelling management to catch up to something they've been negligent about implementing.
Let me just say that as
a... Lorna to the stack, please.
Yeah, okay, but I'm speaking in your next, Lorna. As it's written, it says it's requiring all staff at KPFK. We can make recommendations to the PNB, but we can't. Our motions don't have any effect on the staff at KPFK. So if this stays on the ballot, it will have to be rewritten at that point to make this a recommendation that the PNB see to it that the staff at KPFK or that the executive director, whichever. Lorna, go ahead.
Somebody else want to be recognized. Go ahead. You want to be recognized?
Well, Lorna is has the floor. Who else wants to speak?
Yeah, William for the stack also.
Okay.
Grace to the stack.
William, I have Lorna, William, and then Grace.
Okay, so Serene, I wanted to go and allowed the person to go before her since she had spoken before. So just a reminder, I assume she wants to come back on. The point I wanted to say was that I don't feel that anyone disagrees with the idea that if the station or staff is behaving in a way that violates the bylaws, that the board, the PNB, should take action to compel or through management that they come into compliance. I think the question is whether or not this particular issue that specifically governs with the behavior of employees is probably something that should be handled in the personnel committee as opposed to the governance committee. And remembering also that we can only recommend and we have no power to compel anyone to do anything. Thank you.
William.
Thank you.
Grace, I'd like to be on the stack, too.
You're on the stack, Grace, right after William.
Okay.
Thank you. Ken's first sentence or paragraph was correct. Nobody wants to prevent the PNB from considering this, and I think Lorna said something like that also. And then Lorna also, that's true. The PNB should do it, not governance. It's not a governance issue. And then Lorna also just said something that I wanted to say, and now I can't remember what it was. But I think it does not belong on our agenda.
Okay. Grace?
Okay. If and when the motion comes up on the agenda, I will amend it slightly because we should be instituting sexual harassment training at all five stations. It is, as I said, California law. It will also protect us. The California law states that all staff with any kind of supervisorial duties must complete sexual harassment training once every 2 years, and new hires must complete it within 6 months. This is the law. Anyway, I think that this is necessary to for the PNB to mandate that senior management budget and provide sexual harassment training. It's fairly inexpensive and it's very protective of us should we wind up with any kind of a discrimination lawsuit. It's our one most protective action that we can take to curtail legal expenses of this foundation. This foundation has shelled out probably, I know, hundreds of thousands.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Can I please speak?
No.
Just a moment, Grace. There's a point of order. What's your point of order?
I have a point of order, please.
What's your point of order?
I can't, George, I can't hear you.
Well, what's your point of order?
Okay. So the member's arguing the merits of the motion, and she's not at all speaking to the objection, which was that it doesn't belong on this committee. No one argues about whether or not it's a good idea or a necessary idea. I mean, set up a straw man here. That's not what the objection was.
Can I respond to that, please?
Yes.
It's a point of order. What are we
responding to? I have a point of information.
Please let me finish. My ruling is that, in fact, she was, what I heard was that this is a violation of the law, and as such belongs to the governance committee, and she's basically asking us to give a reminder to the BNB that they need to do something about this. That's what I heard, and it seems to me that's appropriate for arguing that it's on the governance committee. Grace, you do get to respond.
I have a point of information first.
Okay.
George, can you please read to us or tell us what the purview of the governance committee is?
Take me a minute to bring it up, but yes, I can.
Okay, that would be helpful.
Point of order, please.
Lona, I'll get to that in a moment. As soon as I respond to this point of information. Let's see. Committees of the board. Here we are. Committees, other committees of the board. Just a moment.
Anybody there? Hello?
We're all here. I'm just trying to...
I'm here.
Is anyone there? I can't hear. Oh, okay. What's happening?
What's happening is I'm responding to Grace's point of order. She asked me to read from the bylaws what the...
You're not going to go in now.
She didn't ask for a point of order. It's a point of information, George.
A point of information.
Y'all know it's 9:16, right? Okay.
We also know... Okay. Standing committees, here we are.
Wow.
The governance committee, which shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policy for governance of board activities. A governance committee which shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. That's what it says.
Mr. Chair?
All right, point of order, please. I'm waiting for...
Lona has a point of order.
Sure.
Yeah, Lona.
My point of order is that this is out of order, I believe, because we're supposed to be approving the agenda.
Well, Grace is arguing it belongs on the agenda, so I don't think it's out of order for her to make the argument. What I hear is people are saying, well, that doesn't sound like an argument that it should be on the agenda. It sounds like an argument for the thing itself. So I'm going to rule that Grace is not out of order, at least so far, and that we should continue. I hear her.
I have a point of information.
For it being remaining on the agenda. What's your point of information, Serene?
Okay. So if I... And I'm outside, so I may not have heard you properly, but the governance committee is supposed to be dealing with board actions, correct? According to the definition you just read, would that be correct?
A governance committee which will regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policy for governance of board activities.
Right. This is not monitoring the staff is not a board activity. So, as I said, again, it belongs on personnel or take it directly to the PND, but it's not
point
a
order.
Committee.
Point of order.
Just a second.
Who is bellowing?
Just a second, Serene. What's your point of order, Ken?
The member asked for a point of information and instead used that to make an argument on the item in question.
You're correct.
No, I can't make a motion by raising a point of information, I can, in fact, respond if I think the response that I was given to my point of information doesn't make sense.
Can you please add
and
details?
It doesn't make sense.
Sorry, what was your point of information, Serene?
Oh, Jesus. Nothing. Can we get on with it? What? We're going to vote up or down on this thing and move on and get something done tonight?
Me. That's fine with me. Now, Venetia, did you have a question or something?
She just said that.
Well, I wanted to make a motion that we approve the agenda without the motion regarding the sexual harassment training.
You don't need to. That's already on the floor. That's what we're discussing. So we can, if no one else wants to speak to this, I'll take the vote on whether or not to include this on the agenda. Does anyone else want to speak to this? Okay. Hearing none, I'll start at the bottom this time. So a yes vote is to keep it on the agenda. A no vote is to strike it.
I'm sorry, quick question. Is it both to keep it on the agenda and keep it in that position?
No.
Your motion was to take it off. You can subsequently move to change it around because we're not finished with the agenda yet.
So the answer to my question is yes, they're separate. Thank you.
So, Serene.
Remove it.
Okay. Again, so a yes vote keeps it on, a no vote takes it off. Venetia.
No, George, the motion...
Wait a minute.
My motion
yeah.
was to remove it, and therefore a yes removes it.
Thank you.
That's correct. You're correct. A yes vote is to remove it. A no vote is to leave it on. So, Serene, you vote yes, I assume.
Yes, remove it.
Okay. Venetia.
I vote yes to remove.
Tony. Tony Norman?
I'm having trouble hearing you, George.
Tony Norman, are you there? William Heerlagen.
Yes, strike it from the agenda.
Leslie Fox? Don Cook?
Yes. Tony abstains.
Tony abstains. William Campisi, Jim Brown, Lona Elias?
Yeah.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Grace Aaron?
No.
And I vote no. The yeses have it 5-3, so the motion is struck from the agenda. What's left is, in this order, report on LSB evaluations process, work group, Serene, the interpretation of the meaning of the bylaws regarding resignation, George, and bylaws review, Serene. Serene, do you want to move that up?
I'm sorry. Well, what's on the agenda now? Your thing, right?
No, there are three things. There's a report on LSB evaluations process work group. There's the interpretation of the meaning of the bylaws regarding resignations. That's me. And there's bylaws review. That's you. Now, do you or anyone else want to change the order of things?
Okay, so this is Serena. I believe I previously said that the agenda item that I requested before yours should be before yours.
Where would you like it? Just before it, or first, or which?
Point of order.
Three things. I think that would mean it has to be in the number two position, right?
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes.
And
Sorry. Point of order. Who said that?
Ken.
Again, what's your point of order?
People have to be recognized and put on a queue, not just get into a discussion with you. So I'm not understanding why someone is allowed to just originate her desires or his desires, and you address them.
Okay, so Serene had earlier said that she wanted
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege. Did you not ask me a question to which I responded?
I did.
Oh, I guess he didn't hear that.
His point of order was addressed to me. Why did I ask her the question? Why did I ask you the question? And the reason was that she had said earlier that she wanted to do that. And so as a courtesy, I was going back and asking her. But you're correct, Ken. I should just open it up to the entire committee. We have three items on the agenda. The agenda is still open for change. Would anyone like to make a further change? Okay, so I hearing no other changes.
I'm sorry. This is Serena. I actually do have another.
Okay, what is
point
it?
I wanted to.
What change would you like to make?
Okay, thanks. So, I'm sorry. Shoot. Oh, I can't believe I forgot. This wonderful process has taken so long. I guess I'll have to hold it till next month.
Okay. So, is there any objection to approving the agenda as it stands?
Oh, I remembered. I'm sorry.
Okay. What is it?
Okay. So, I know this seems very far away, but I'd like to put it on the agenda, which is that we discuss a process so that we have our committees up and working early in the year, next year.
Okay.
You know, I won't get into all the details, but part of it is complicated by the fact that the new boards come in December, but the PNB doesn't come in until January, and then, you know.
I fully understand the problem, Serene. Where do you want to put it?
It can go after everything else that's currently on the agenda.
Okay. And we'll call it...
Ken to the stack.
Getting committees up and running. What is that?
Ken to the stack.
Good, Ken.
I would think it's going to be more effective that a person submit their motions in writing rather than staying up all night and getting in a chit-chat across a national chit-chat amongst 13 people or 8 people or whatever we have here, you know, with all the bright ideas, without starting with a matrix of something about what's being suggested. And just having an open think tank where, like, oh, well, I think this and I think that and this and that and the other thing. So if somebody has a positive suggestion for modifications of procedures or bylaws, please submit them in writing and distribute them to all the members. Then we can add it to an agenda and discuss it intelligently rather than ramble on or listen to somebody pontificate about what they consider reality should be.
Speaking of pontificating, I have a point of order.
I object to adding this to the agenda.
Okay, so let me respond to your point of order. It was a point of order. It's addressed to me, Serene.
George, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you speak up?
Is that any better?
Very slightly.
Okay. So I want to address the point of order. It has always been the policy of the committee that people can bring, add new items to the agenda at any time, before the meeting or during the meeting. And so I'm ruling that Serene's addition of this item to the agenda, last on the agenda, which is the way we typically do it in order, is in order. Your request for fleshing them out, send them in earlier, maybe we should discuss them before we get to the meeting, I think it's a good idea. But it's not out of order for Serene to have made putting that on the agenda. And I will put it on unless...
Can I just make a statement? Ken, to make a statement to respond? I didn't call a point of order. I just asked to be on the queue, and I object to the adding it to the agenda.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying they can't. I'm just objecting to it.
Oh, okay, so we'll have to take a vote on that then. So, Serene, would you just state succinctly what the item you want to put on the agenda is?
Okay, and
I believe the member did, in fact, make a rather loud point of order before he began speaking, but whatever. The committees have been starting off later and later each year. Committees and task forces. And I think back in 2013, they weren't, so some sort of directive needs to be created that goes out to the LSBs with regard to electing their membership. And we need to prioritize, we need to guarantee that it gets done early in the year so that we have a full year or at least, 10 months or so of committees actually working on issues.
How about if we call it procedure for initiating committees?
I don't care what you call it. I just want it on the agenda.
Okay, we'll call it that. And Ken objects to it being there. Anybody else? Anybody else want to object or speak to it one way or the other? Okay, let's just take a vote on it then. I'll start at the top. Grace? So a yes vote. A yes, let's see. So Ken basically moved to take it off the agenda after Serene put it there. So a yes vote is to take it off. Grace?
George, William?
You want to speak to it?
Point of order. I believe Serene asked to have it added, so that's what we're voting on. So yes, it's added.
That's right. Whether or not to add it, yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. So that reverses the order of things. So Serene asked to add it. Ken objected. So the motion on the floor is to add the item, and we can just approve that or not approve it. So a yes is to add it to the agenda, and a no is to not add it to the agenda. Okay. Grace.
Not available.
Ken?
No.
Lona? Can't hear you, Lona. Don Cook?
Abstain.
Lona, pass. Come back to me, please.
Okay. William Hillard?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Venetia Patel-Adams.
So, tell me again, I'm sorry. Yes is to take it off and no is to keep it on?
Yes is to put it on and no is to take it off.
Okay, then I vote yes.
I vote yes. Serene?
Votes yes.
Lona?
Yes.
Is Grace back? Did I miss anybody that came onto the call late? Okay, so it's 6-1. It'll be on the agenda as the last item on the agenda if we get to it tonight, and it'll be carried forward that way. Okay, are there any other changes to the agenda?
Yeah, William, with a point of information.
Yes.
Serene's earlier request to move her item about bylaws, to move something before bylaws. Has that ever resolved?
We haven't acted on that. It hasn't actually been moved. Would you like to move that up, Serene, or William?
Yes, I thought I said that a couple of times.
No,
George, we did discuss that, and we agreed that it would be at number 2 because there were at the time 3 items on the agenda.
We didn't agree on that.
We did not vote.
Let me see. Is there any objection to it being item 2 on the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, it's item 2 on the agenda. Okay. Let me tell you what the agenda is at this point. It's report on LSB evaluations process work group Serene. It's bylaws review Serene. It's the motion I brought forward on interpretation of the meaning of the bylaws and bylaws review by Serene. and then procedure for initiating committees as the last item. Is there any objection to the agenda?
Just point of information.
What?
Point. Before we vote, I have a point of information.
Yes.
What was the item on the agenda that wasn't put forward by Serene?
The only one is mine, the interpretation of the meaning of the bylaws regarding resignation as a delegate.
Okay, thank you.
So is there any objection to that? Agenda, that is. Okay, hearing none then. Report on LSB evaluations. We have no minutes, so nothing to approve. Report on LSB evaluations process work group. Serene. Serene?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
George, I'm sorry. I need to leave the call. It's 9:33.
Okay. Glad you're here.
Bye, Lona.
Report.
What's your question, George?
Well, we're going through the items on the agenda. First one.
Okay, so. I got it.
LSB evaluations process.
Okay, so we have not. I sent out to you guys what had happened last year, which was essentially I had. I think George had sent us something from. Sorry, do I have the floor?
You got it. Yeah.
Oh, I heard something. George had sent out to us a survey that they had used, I think, at KPFT. And I found a couple others and sent it to the working group and made a suggestion about, you know, what we might want to use. And there was never any response from any of the people. And I dug it up and sent it out to this group. And so far, let's be positive. So far, there's been no response. But I do think it's really important that we spend some time being examining our procedure and whether how close what we're doing actually, you know, hews to what we're supposed to be doing or what we hope to be doing. And I think boards have a responsibility to be self-reflective. We expect our staff to be somewhat introspective, and we don't evidence any of that as a body. So I would again urge people to consider joining this task force and helping to get it done. The year's short of anything, right? We're moving into elections. That's going to be busy. Then we have real world elections, and you want the board to evaluate itself before it disbands, you know, and becomes newly populated in December. So I don't think we have as much time as we may think, but I think it's important that we get it done. So this is a call for volunteers more than anything else.
Okay.
Ken to the sack.
Dan, go ahead.
I don't understand how this comes under the purview of the Governance Committee.
I just want to say I'm entering the tunnel. So I have to get dropped. If someone asks a question I don't answer, that's why.
Okay, got it. Okay.
All right. So again, so this is that may be all right. The point of personal privilege, I guess, entering the tunnel. But I'm just saying, this committee rejected handling an item on the agenda because they didn't consider it part of the stated duties and obligations of the Governance Committee. I don't understand how this item is part of what you read as the stated duties of the Governance Committee. So, I don't know why it's there about forming a bunch of volunteers to do some work to evaluate LSBs or whatever. Had nothing to do with the bylaws or governance.
Well, I can respond to the history of it.
The history, okay, yes, I'm sorry, I cut you off. But the thing is, Jesse James had a history. The United States had a history of slavery. Just because something has been happening doesn't make it correct. if you read the obligations of the governance committee, and this function is not within that purview, it's inappropriate for us to be spending time to address it because somebody thinks it's good. And if that's true, then it was improper to reject the other motion on Title VII training because it's not part of the governance committee.
Well, let me say where we're at with this. Basically,
all right, I'm done.
So Serene is asking, is there anyone that wants to work on this? It was intended to be a self-evaluation for LSBs and put together some kind of self-evaluation form that might be useful in making people more aware of what the processes they were involved in were. So that was the thinking about why it's here. At this point, it really is just a question. There's nothing to be acted on. If anyone wants to work with Serene on it, they need to let her know, basically. And if anyone who's listening on the stream wants to work with Serene on it, they need to let her know. And I will send out the request one more time to the entire governance committee. But other than that, there's really nothing to be done.
This is Serene.
Thank you.
So this...
Who's ever got a crying baby, I don't mind them, but...
At any rate,
hit the mute button.
Sorry?
Whoever's got the crying baby, would they please hit the mute button?
That's me.
Oh.
I can't.
Okay.
However, this was initiated last year. It is something that we agreed upon that was important. You know, the boards do not... The boards are a very expensive process, both in terms of paying for elections and then, you know, every other thing that we get involved with. I can't see the member express some confusion about why examining how the LSBs are functioning by the people who get to live it every month, at least, the LSBs. I can't see something that's more in line with governance than that, because we're supposed to be dealing with how the board operates. This is board operation. You know, you have very different levels of information sometimes within a single board. You have people who've been, you know, essentially on the boards for 15 years with, you know, maybe a year off at various places, months in some cases, hours in other cases. And then you have people who said, hey, this is really a great system for involving community. You know, and I'd like to join. But not everybody has the same knowledge base. So how well that works and how well people share information and what we might do differently, which would help us to actually have bylaws that don't make people swear all the time, I think it's a good idea. But I absolutely think whether or not someone likes the idea, that it's definitely within the responsibilities of the governance committee.
In any case, it is on the governance committee right now. Serene, I had suggested, I don't know whether you were in the tunnel or not, but I had suggested I would send out one more time a request for people to participate in the work group, at least for the governance committee. Is there any other action you'd like to have done?
No, I'll write up the request and send it out with whatever we accomplished last year.
Okay, great. Okay. I would like to move on then. The next item is the bylaws review, Serena. What is that about? Would you motivate that?
Okay, so you'll note that the description of the governance committee calls for regular review of all bylaws. Maybe you can read that just one more time for us. Would you mind?
If I can find it again. The governance committee, which shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities.
Okay. So we're supposed to be reviewing the bylaws regularly. We have not, as a committee, to my knowledge, done it once. The bylaws convention, which was intended back in 2003, never actually happened. And I think we need to systematically review the bylaws. And, you know, as a result of that, we might actually have some, you know, useful collaboration coming up with amendments and corrections
that warrant the amount of time and effort it takes, you know, to prepare them and vote and then do the notice and all that, you know, more than almost 4 months worth of work. If we were to put aside, let's say, you know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes at every governance committee meeting to review the bylaws, and we can either do it by just looking at all the local station board stuff first and the national board stuff. You know, we can either do it by topic or we can just go through it from the beginning to the end. That's to be decided. But I do think that we need to undertake a regular a process for looking at what we're supposed to be governed by. It isn't working well.
Well, do you have a particular proposal for that? I mean, we have in the past, we have had people make bylaws changes, suggestions, and have the committee sort of chew them over on them before they were sent in. Was there something else that you had in mind?
Yeah, as I said, and you know, we can decide how we want to approach it. Do we just start with Article 1 and, you know, go through to Article 17, or do we want to do it based on... Oh, and the other thing we need to do as part of that bylaws review is to prepare a sort of index so that, one, it makes it easier for people who are doing research to make sure they get all the places where certain things are mentioned, like the non-existent delegates assembly. You know, I don't know who somehow that got whatever. We should prepare an index. It also make it useful when we're making bylaw amendments to make sure, again, that we hit all the sections that cover the topic that we're amending. That, as you know, was a problem where we changed the timeline for the affiliates in one section and didn't change it in the other section, and that's now being corrected in this proposed round of bylaw amendments. But if we had an index, that sort of mistake wouldn't happen.
So I hear a bunch of several different kinds of suggestions as to how to do this. Full the intention of looking over the bylaws and seeing changes needed to be made. Would you like us to discuss that?
Well, I'd like to know how people
are making a specific motion.
I'm not bringing a motion tonight. I would like to hear what people's position is, and I'd be willing to offer a proposal, a specific proposal, you know, for us to vote on at the next meeting about how we proceed. I just wanted to know whether, before I took the time to try to craft something, whether or not this is work that people are even interested in us addressing. I think it's our responsibility, but that doesn't mean people are willing to do it.
Okay. Would anyone like to speak to that question?
Don.
Don, go ahead.
Well, I would like to sit down and read through the bylaws in committee. Seems like it might be a pretty large test, and I find it difficult to believe that it's the requirement for the committee to do this. I think that the committee, and I may be mistaken, and I'm certainly willing to listen to what people have to say, but I would think that the committee should be able to do its work on governance and bylaws through complaints and whatever the oversight instances like the one George brought up, where he proposes that you see if the what the bylaws say about presiding from the commission and if it needs to be revised in some way. Those seem to be like a rich enough meal for us to digest. I think you see where I'm heading. So I welcome responses.
Anybody else want to speak to it?
Yeah, William.
Good, William.
I like the specifically two things that Director Roberts mentioned was making an index and looking for inconsistency. Now, I don't know how much time any of you spend in bylaws, but I find myself spending hours in bylaws trying to figure out, well, what is supposed to be going on. So I think we could probably do those two things, make an index and look for inconsistencies and recommend corrections for those inconsistencies.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Serene, if after
well,
everyone.
I do, actually. I feel the same way as I think Don was expressing, that, and it's the way when we have problems with the bylaws that we address them. And we do have a major problem that's coming up next on the agenda, which is you have a KPFT LSB interpreting the bylaws in a way which I think is inconsistent with the bylaws. And but that question about the interpretation of the bylaws is, I think, things that we need to focus on. As far as doing more rather than, you know, handling situations as they come up, and when people notice that there are problems with the bylaws, I don't have any problem with that, but I can't see it being done online in committee. I mean, I can see it being done by a work group of people who, I mean, pretty much in thinking about the interpretation and the effects of these things, you really have to think it through yourself. I mean, there has to be an individual sort of making sense out of it and coming up with something to begin with, as far as changes and what it means and so on. As far as an index, again, that's something that could be done. It would certainly be valuable, but I can't see doing it online. If we could find volunteers to do it, I think that would be great.
Okay, so I have noticed that, you know, work groups and task forces aren't really getting much done. You know, someone proposes a group or a body, and then it becomes a one-person project, or at best, a two-person project. And that's why I suggest that we comply with the bylaws and begin to review the bylaws. That is our job. So it may not be, I'm not talking about, you know, getting on the call and literally reading the bylaws. It may be that we decide, as I said, if people are interested in actually doing the job, then I draft a proposal that people are free to, you know, change, love, hate, reject, whatever, that determines how we go about doing the work. Maybe all we do is we agree, you know, please look over Article 1 and come back with any suggestions that you think would improve the both how we use it and how clearly, you know, the ordinary listener might understand it. That's all. How we do the work is one thing. Do we want to do the work is the question.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to that? No. Going once, twice, three times. Okay, so, my suggestion, Serene, would be to craft a procedure and see if you can see if some people want to do it. I mean, it's sort of along the lines of the LSB evaluations. Basically, the problem, and I think you're quite right, is when we find people actually want to do this, it's certainly work that would be useful to do.
Right, but I'm not going to devote 2 hours drafting a proposal if ultimately people simply do not want to engage the task.
Anybody else want to volunteer for this? Is there anyone else on the committee right now who wants to engage the task?
Don Speck.
Sorry, I heard somebody. I think it was William.
Don.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Don.
I'm sorry to speak twice on this when some people haven't spoken once, of course. But interesting. I thought I heard a proposal for some sort of systemic review. that might be a more reasonable thing to undertake for those who wish to participate in it. Myself, my interest is more, I have, someday when the time is right, I hope that you guys, members of this committee, the possibility of an architectural restructuring of the way local station boards are organized with respect to what we call programmers. And I don't want to go into all that right now, but I mean, I think that would be something, well, that is something that appeals to me because I think our institution as a whole, more displaying a process of democracy and eliminating potential conflicts of interest. But I just mentioned that as an example of the sort of things I would like to be doing on this committee. If somebody sees some inconsistency or a bad idea or has a problem with something, I would encourage them to bring that here. If some people want to sit down and go through everything line by line and see how consistent and logical it is as a whole, and they should find some problems, I hope they would bring to our attention. But anyway, so it kind of depends on what your proposal would be, I think, whether or not I would vote for it or against it. Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak to this?